Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's law, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Watch what it says again. Therefore, if any man be where? If any man be in. Everyone say in. In Christ. If any man be in Christ, what happens? That man who is in Christ is a what? A new creature, a new creation. In other words, you weren't before, you are now. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So the old loser's gone, the old sick person's gone, the old broke person's gone, the old angry person, the impatient, all of that's gone, and now I'm in the new, right? All things have become brand spanking new. My sin nature is taken out of me, and God gives me His nature. Amen. And so my spirit is perfectly formed exactly the way it was. And then when you saw the picture, the old man, that's who you were, the first one, and then you were in Christ. He says, those that are in Christ. Is that correct? He says, if any man be in Christ. So the old man, when you gave your life to Jesus, when you received Jesus, and when Jesus hung on the cross 2,000 years ago, you became a new man when you accepted Him. You became a new man. Why? Because you were in Christ. While you were on there, in that cocoon, so to speak, you were on the cross with Him. Galatians 2:20 says you were crucified with Christ. And so now, when you look at that, you're in Christ. You see that? On the cross, God was perfecting us. On the cross, God perfected you. He took that old bad self and He gave you a brand new one. This is powerful stuff. In Christ. Everyone say, in Christ. In Christ. And so a radical metamorphosis takes place in our spirit that day. And now to understand, you've got to understand. Being a born-again Christian, you're in Christ. If you're born again, you're in Christ. That's why they call you a Christian, Christ in, Christian, right? So you're born again, you are in Christ. It's almost like if you took a piece of paper, you wrote your name on it, and then you took your Bible, let's say you took your Bible, which represents Christ, then you put your paper in the Bible. You're in Christ. Amen. Where the Bible goes, you go. Amen. Where the paper goes, the Bible goes. You're in Christ. Amen. You're in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. That means, say it, that means old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Amen. So this is what happens. This is what happens to us. We get in Christed. And the Apostle Paul wrote many times about in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. There's at least 40 times in the books that he wrote. In Christ, it's huge to know who you are in Christ. And the thing about it is, if you don't know who you are, you can't walk in the prosperity that he got for you. You got to know who you are. Look, in and of yourself, you do not qualify for the blessing. But in Christ, he qualifies you. He qualifies you. He qualified me. Amen. Only He could qualify me to receive the blessing of salvation and all the other blessings that come with it. Can you say amen? Outside of Christ, you cannot be accepted. Are you telling me that God will turn some away? He doesn't turn them away. They turn themselves away. They reject Him. He made way for them to come to Him. But they reject Him. He's not turning them away. They're turning themselves away. Isn't that the fact? Amen. So now, it's only through Christ and in Christ that you can be accepted. Do you know that? That's why I said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father except Him by and through me. Right. Now, I know some people say it's too inclusive or it's exclusive of this and those people. That's the word of God. And that's the way I believe. I believe the word of God. And it's only once you have been through Christ that you're accepted. Once you get into Christ, you're accepted then. And once you're accepted, you qualify for all of the blessings that have been provided. All of the blessings. And there are tons of blessings. My wife and myself are living in the blessings. Sure, we go through the valley, but we don't camp there. We get through. And we come out victorious every single time. Every single time. How? Because we're in Christ. The blessing belongs to the children of God. Healing belongs to the children of God. It's the bread for the children of God. Prosperity is for the children of God. Peace in the house is for the children of God. But if you don't know that, you're going to have a problem. So look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Look how it says this here in the New Living Translation. He says, how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we belong to Christ. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing, not some of them, all of them, maybe some, no, all. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in the heavenly realms, because we belong to Jesus Christ. That's what gets you accepted and qualifies you for the blessings. Now watch your verse 4. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. You see, even though we still make mistakes and sin, he sanctified us. You know, sanctified means made holy. He made us holy, because nothing unholy is ever going to get into heaven. Those days are gone. Amen. Now watch here. He says, without fault in his eyes. God doesn't look at me and see all the wrongs. He doesn't see the flaws. I'm a diamond, but I've got flaws. Sure, every diamond has flaws, but God doesn't see that flaw. Amen. You understand? He doesn't see my flaws any longer. He helps me get rid of those flaws. Amen? And he cuts and he shines me and he polishes over here and there, and eventually they go. Amen. Can you say amen? Verse 5, watch here. In verse 5, he says, his unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself. Him bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. Wow. Wow. Verse 6. Now watch here. So we praise God for the wonderful kindness he has poured out on us because we belong to his dearly loved son. And I am reading verse 6 right now out of the King James. It says, yeah. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He has made us accepted in the beloved. That's in Jesus Christ. All right. The rest of that verse says in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So you can see that we were made accepted by getting into Christ. You got to receive Jesus. Once you receive Jesus, you get in-Christed. You become in-Christed. I like to say that we're in-Christed because it gives me a visual. I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Now, because of that, now I'm accepted by the Father. Now I deserve all of the blessings. I qualify because of what Jesus did. Amen. That's why you can never take the glory for yourself. Never. Never. Amen? Amen? Wow. And so God's riches are in his grace. You do understand that. His riches are in his grace. And so how much grace is available for us? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So watch here, Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. He's got more than enough healing. Got more than enough peace. He's got more than enough restoration, more than enough finances. He's got an abundance. Everyone say an abundance. Abundance. Now watch what he says there. He says, for by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. When you get born again, you become righteous. He says, shall reign in the street by and by. Shall reign after you die and go to heaven. Shall reign when you get the right present. Shall reign when you got your bank full of money. No, he says you shall reign in life now. By how? By one, the one you're in Jesus Christ. We are supposed to reign in this life. We are supposed to be ruling and reigning in this life, not the enemy. I'm not supposed to walk in sickness. I'm not supposed to be broke and can't afford to pay for my children's scholarships and all that. I'm not supposed to be in that position. I'm supposed to be the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. An abundance of grace, he says, and the free gift of righteousness, he makes us righteous. The free gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Christ Jesus. So we've got to get our minds right. I just want to show you one last thing and then I'm going to close so you guys can come back next week. If you were in a large three-story mall, you know there's some five-story malls in New York and places like that, but have you ever been to a mall and you're looking for a certain store? Because it's in this store, you can only that store you can get something. Let's just say it's an Apple store and you want an iWatch, right? And you know there's an Apple store in this three-story mall. But you haven't got a clue where, right? You're visiting New York. You don't know this mall. So you walk in there. What's the first thing you do? You ask people. They look at you. Yep, don't talk to me. You understand? So what happens is you go and find, what do they call it? A mall board, a billboard. What is it called? A directory, a big board, right? And you go A, B, C, D, F, G. No, not on that floor. A, B, C, D, G. Ooh, second floor. But I don't even know where the heck I am. I've been walking around for an hour. I couldn't find it. So I don't know where I'm up or down. I went up escalators, down. I don't know where I am. This is a big mall, right? And so I look there and I say, I found the store. There it is. It's in that wing over there on the second floor, right in the corner. But I still got a problem. What is the problem? I don't know where I am. I don't know if I should go up or if I should go down. I should go left or I should go right. I haven't got a clue. I'm lost in the mall, right? And so I need something to tell me where I am. Okay, there's the mall I'm in. Okay, that's just one floor. I'm searching all around it. I can't find this, and there's three of those floors. And then I find the other part where it says, you are here. Now I know where I am. Now I know I'm on the second floor. It's just down the road a piece. I just got to walk down this way past those stores around that corner, and there it is. Because I know where I am. Well, you know what? Philemon, watch out. Philemon 1, and I'm closing with this. Verse 6. The sharing of your faith may become effective. How many of you want effective faith in everything you do? That the sharing of your faith may become effective. How does my faith become effective? I haven't, you know, I kept the rest of that verse out to show you and say first. So the sharing of my faith becomes effective. How? You're going to tell me something, Lord. And how do I get my faith to become effective? Because the just shall live by faith. So I want to be an effective child of God. I don't want to be beat up and a loser. So the effectiveness that I'm going to get in my faith comes one way. You know how it comes? Read the rest of the verse. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing where that is in you, where? In Christ Jesus. Do you see that? And I'm telling you, until you know, you're going to look and find out what Jesus Christ got for your life. If you don't find out, you're going to have an identity problem. And there's been identity theft. It's rampant in the world. And the devil's going to come and tell you who you're not. He's going to tell you, you're sick. But when you see yourself in Christ and you know by stripes you're healed, you can answer him and say, no, I'm not sick. I'm the healed of Christ. I'm in Christ. That means these blessings are mine. And so we need to learn what the blessings are. In Christ, I get all these blessings in my life. Outside of Christ, I don't deserve one. I don't get one. In Christ, all the blessings are mine. And my faith will become effectual and effective when I acknowledge every good thing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.